Blog Talk Radio.
Like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces.
That's why I say his word is like, what?
Fire.
Fire.
is like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces, right? Jeremiah 5:14 is a very good.
Jeremiah 5, verse number 14. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 14. Mm-hmm. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, where there is no peace.
Yes. Jeremiah 5, 14. Jeremiah 5, 14.
All right.
Jeremiah
chapter 5. Verse 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Wherefore, thus says Yahweh, Yahweh of hosts, because you speak this word, behold, I will make my words in your mouth fire, and this people wood, and it shall devour them.
So this word will be on the table how many days? 7 days, right?
Right.
And
Second Ezra 14:13-14. Second Ezra 14, 13 and 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 13 reads, now therefore set thine house in order,
mm-hmm.
and reprove thy people.
So Yahweh is speaking to Ezra, right? He says, now therefore set your house in order. And how do you set your house in order? You gotta get to reprove it. Hold that point. Now see, what we use to reprove our people, young lion, Brother Titus Israel, Brother Timothy. 2 Timothy 3. How do we reprove, how do we correct our brothers and sisters? 2 Timothy 3, 15 through 17, young lion, Brother
yes,
Titus
sir.
Israel, see, right? How do we correct our people?
We go to 2 Timothy, chapter
3, 15 verse 15 to 17. Yes, sir.
2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 15. And that from a child I have known the righteous scriptures, which are able to make you wise into salvation through the covenant, which is in Yahweh the Son. Verse 16.
Yes,
all scriptures given by inspiration of Yahweh.
So all scriptures is given by the inspiration of Yahweh, believe
it. And it is profitable for teaching.
For teaching.
For reproof.
For reproof.
For correction.
For correction.
For instruction in righteousness.
Hallelujah. For this word, we gotta put the word on the table, right?
Hallelujah.
What is our purpose? Verse 17.
Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
That the man of Yahweh may be perfect.
That the man and woman of Yahweh may be what?
Perfect.
Oh, hold that point before you finish 17.
Hallelujah.
Let's run to Leviticus. Before we go there, yeah, Leviticus 19. Let's run there. So let's see what the instructions is on Mother Eve. Leviticus chapter 19, 17, and 18. What is the instructions that Yahweh left behind?
19, 17, and 18.
What is the instructions that were left behind?
Leviticus chapter 19, verses 17 and verse 18.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 17 reads.
What it reads?
Thus shalt not hate thy brother. And thy mind.
But Yahweh gave us an instruction said that we should not hate our brother and sister in our mind, right? Do it.
Thou shalt in no wise rebuke thy neighbor.
Thou shalt in any wise rebuke, correct your neighbor, right? Do it.
And not suffer sins upon him.
So he said that if you're really concerned about your people, right, you will do what? You will rebuke them. You will correct them, right? When you see they are walking the thin line, ain't that right? Verse number 18, what do you say?
Verse 18. Thus shall not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of your people.
against the children of your people, right?
Right.
But?
But thus shall love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Yahweh.
So this is expressing what? To your people. When you correct them according to the word of Yahweh, what are you expressing to your people?
Love.
You show your people how much you are concerned.
Briefly comprehend.
Chapter 11. Verse 8. Sirach chapter 11, verse 8. Sister Phoebe, be a prince of Israel. I'm just putting the copy of the day, then I'm getting Luke 12 real quick. Give me Sirach chapter 11, verse 8, real quick. Yeah, that's a little deal, real quick. Just a couple. Yahuwah. Sirach chapter 11, verse 8. Sirach chapter 11, verse 8. Sister Phoebe, be a prince of Israel. Sirach chapter 11, verse
8. Sirach chapter 11, verse 8. Answer not before you have heard the cause. Neither interrupt man in the midst of their
talk. Hallelujah. Sister Phoebe, be a prince of Israel. What is that talking about there in that verse there?
Don't interrupt.
Interrupt what? Say it again.
Don't interrupt whoever speaks.
It means don't interrupt anointed leadership. In the midst of their talk, especially in teaching, the word of Yahuwah. So never means don't interrupt man in the midst of their talk, especially when they teaching the word of Yahuwah, when we're reading the word of Yahuwah. Anointed leadership. That's what that said in there, verse 8.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. Yes.
Nobody. That means nobody at all.
Right. It means those who in leadership positions, like me, Brother Micaiah, the elders, the seer, those who are in leadership, those who teach.
Yeah. But
right.
I'm saying, the ones that teach.
Right.
You don't interrupt that person.
Right.
Even if it's another teacher, do he interrupt that person?
If it's a a teacher that's teaching, no, that's different there because it's in leadership. But those who had, no, but those who's not in that position, anointed leadership.
Okay.
That's why I had to read that verse for a reason.
Yeah.
It's just for correction, that's all.
We got a question.
Go ahead.
My question is that if it's another teacher, he's teaching.
Uh-huh.
He's in leadership because he's the teacher, right?
Right.
And if you say you need to read this to everybody that interrupts the teacher in his teaching, to everybody.
teaching or whatever, if you just, I mean, it was just, I don't want to really say it, but it was an incident that happened yesterday. I have to, my job is to make sure, you know, I got to correct you, you know, and then, but, you know.
When someone comes to you on the side and says it to you before it has been considered interruption, how do you
handle that? That kind of fire. Right. Some of those things we can be put on the table after broadcast, you know, broadcast also. Because some of those things were after.
When
do
we have time after?
We don't want to get bogged down
with
the rest of the and bring those things up to the
later
time.
That's right.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. So to Judy. Give me Luke chapter 12, verse 12. So to Judy.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to think."
That's right. The righteous spirit will teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Let me put what you got on the table on the right quick.
Yes, sir.
And, try to put the thing on the table and make it a little clear. Back there. not in the field. We got to do things decently and in order.
Holy Yahweh. All right. That's everyone. All right, Sister Judah, give me that Leviticus 23. Get Leviticus 3, see where we are on with. Leviticus chapter 23. Pick up at verse 1 and 2. And skip down. Pick up at verse 33, all the way down to 44. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 and 2, and verse 33 to 44. Yes, ma'am.
Leviticus chapter
yes.
23, verse 1 and 2, verses 33 to 44. Verse 1 reads, and the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of the Yahweh, which ye shall proclaim to be righteous gathering, even these are my feet. Verse 33, and the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak, verse 34, speak unto the children of Israel, saying,
the children of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, the Israelites, go ahead.
The 15th day of this seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto the Yahweh.
So this feast is how long, for what?
Seven days.
7 days unto Yahweh.
Verse 35. On the first day shall be an righteous gathering.
So we still, right now, we still on the first day. We still on the first day.
That's right.
We still on the righteous gathering on the first day. Go ahead.
Ye shall do no severe work therein.
Only temple business. Only temple business was being done in the temple. Not your would you get paid, your work job, would you get your check at, your paycheck at. All right.
Verse 36, 7 days ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Yahweh.
It says 7 days shall you offer an offering made by fire. An offering made by fire. All right, what's this offering here? It says 7 days, an offering. So you offer an offering made by fire. Okay, what's this offering here? 7 days shall you have an offering made by fire. Is that what, Mother Z?
That's
Jeremiah
chapter 23.
Is that? Yahweh?
I'm going to get my white garment. My white garment. Yours.
Okay, Jeremiah.
All my
armor.
Yeah, verse 29. Jeremiah 23, verse 29. And then the same book, Jeremiah 5:14.
Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29.
Yes, ma'am.
Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29. Is not my word like as a fire, said the Yahweh, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in peace.
That breaketh the rock in peace. I'm a Yahweh's word that offered. Jeremiah 5:14.
Jeremiah 5, verse 14. Verse 14. Wherefore, thus said the Yahweh, Yahweh of hosts, because he speaks these words, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and these people wood, and it shall devour them.
It shall devour them. All right. Okay. Oh, yes. All right, we're going to pick it up for Sister Judith, because I know she's... All right, that was at Leviticus 23. We're coming back to Leviticus 23. Leviticus chapter 23. Okay. I was at verse 36. Sister Phoebe will be at Prince Israel. Can you pick that up? Leviticus chapter 23. We at verse 36. We at Leviticus chapter 23, verse 36.
Leviticus 23:36. 7 days shall offer an offering, shall you offer an offering by fire. And on the 8th day shall be a righteous gathering unto you.
So on the 8th day, we're supposed to have a righteous gathering.
Yep.
On that 8th day. Go ahead.
And you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh.
And we roll with that offering made by fire. We went to Jeremiah 23:29, Jeremiah 5:14. Yahweh, go ahead. Huh? This offering made by fire, that means in this book, teach. Words of Yahweh, yes. All right.
And it is a solemn assembly, and you shall do most of our work therein.
To do no Sabbath work then. That's why it's very important to have your vacation day set on these feast days. The world is going on things, because we know what's required of us. Always have advance on your vacation time. Have these, this like the first month and the 7th month. The first month they be, have it set on all Yahweh's feast days. The mandatory ones in Leviticus 23 that we're reading here. Hallelujah. Okay, verse 37, Sister Phoebe, be a Prince Israel.
Verse 37. These are the feasts of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be righteous.
Gathering?
To offer an offering made by fire, the word, which is Yahweh. A burnt offering and a meat offering. A sacrifice, a drink offering, everything unto his
death. Okay, make sure you read like it is, because you don't want to add nothing and stuff like that, because I already said unto Yahweh, fire to Yahweh, the word. So just don't put that in there. We clear about Jeremiah 23:29 and Jeremiah 5:14. Let's be real clear, unless you got something to back that up. Unless, okay, verse 38.
Besides the Sabbath of Yahweh, and besides your gifts, besides all your vows, and besides all your free will and offerings, which you give unto Yahweh.
Right, because you can't, you got to have all that on this first day. You got to have all that going. Your free will offers, your vows. All that is required. Because you can't, what's that verse? Let me get to, you can't come to that verse. Let's see what it says. Deuteronomy 16. You may have Deuteronomy 16:16. Mother Z.
Deuteronomy
chapter 16, verse 16. Verse 16. Three times in a year shall all the males appear before the Yahweh, their Yahweh.
Okay, let's be clear about three times a year, say all your males. Do the man just come alone? Give me the same chapter. Give me verse 11 and give me verse 14. Let's be clear about that, because these camp teachers, this is only man's feast. These other camps, I mean, they teach a doctrine that the Bible don't even support at all. That's what's so different about our ministry and other ministries. Other Israelites camp, they call it. Okay, give me verse 11 and verse 14. What do you mean by all your males appear?
11 and 15.
11, verse 11 and verse 14.
Verse 11. And you shall rejoice before the Yahweh, their Yahweh.
It said you got to rejoice. Rejoice in this first day. We already going to witness what the Yahweh going to do. And that's why we got to be really lucky to make it to this. All right. Go ahead.
You and thy sons and thy daughters.
Manservant
and thou maidservant and the Levite that is within thou gates, and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow that are among you in the place which the Yahweh have chosen to place his name there.
So you, not just you, rejoice only, all this time with you, got to rejoice with you. On this feast day, it's okay, verse 14.
Verse 14. And you shall rejoice in the feast that there and their sons and their daughters and their...
It said you should rejoice in the feast. And what feast is this? Go ahead.
And you shall rejoice in the feast of tabernacles.
Okay, give me. Let's get a name on. You got verse 13 to back it up. It said you should rejoice in the feast, right?
Right. Okay. Go back to verse 13 before 14.
Yeah, go back to verse 13. Let's see what it says about. Let's put that in there. Verse 13.
You shall observe the feast of tabernacles 7 days.
Okay, now back to 7 days. Go ahead, back to verse 14. Where you was at?
Verse 14. And you shall rejoice in the feast of tabernacles. You and thy sons and thy daughters and thy manservants and thy maidservants and the Levite, the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow that are within thy in your gates.
See that? That's what it means by all your males right there. Hallelujah. All right, back to where you left off at. You was at verse 16. You was reading verse 16. Who's reading that? Sister Phoebe, be a prince of Israel. He's reading verse 16. Who's reading that? Who's reading all? Yeah, verse 16. We had Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 16. Sister Phoebe, be a prince of Israel.
Deuteronomy 16, verse 16. Oh, I was just reading that.
Okay, yeah. Now we at Deuteronomy 16:16.
No, I was just reading that.
Right, yeah.
So you want me to go back to 16?
Yeah, back to 16, yes ma'am.
Three times in a year three times in a year shall all the males appear before the Yahuwah, their Yahuwah, in the place which he shall choose in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, and you shall not appear before the Yahuwah himself.
Yeah, these are the most important feasts right here. The Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Tabernacles. And go ahead, what's that? And day, what?
In 16.
Yeah, verse 16. And day?
And day shall not appear before the Yahuwah empty.
So you don't want to come empty handed. He said you should not appear before Yahuwah empty. Yahuwah.
Verse 17. Every man shall give as he is able according to the blessing of the Yahuwah, that your Yahuwah, which he has given you.
Yeah, given you. Okay, to go any further, let's go to this book of Jubilees real quick. Because this piece of tabernacle, they go way back of our forefathers, like Abraham. This Feast of Tabernacles. Let's go to the book of Jubilees real quick. Let's go to the book of Jubilees real quick. We're going to the book of Jubilees and see what I want. Book of Jubilees, chapter 16. All right, book of Jubilees, chapter 16. All right, we're going to pick it up at, how about verse 16? Book of Jubilee, chapter 16, verse 16. So, you don't have it?
Okay.
Hold on, let's see. Book of Jubilee. Yes, one right here. Yeah, Book of Jubilee, chapter 16, verse 16. Chapter 16. Chapter 16. All right, Book of Jubilee, chapter 16, verse 16. Yeah, pick up at verse 16 right there.
Jubilee, chapter 16, verse 16. We should return to her.
It's saying we should return in a 7 months. That's the one I wanted to read.
We returned in the seventh month
and found Sarah's child
for us, and we
blessed
him.
And this is where we are right now, on the 7 month.
And we announced to him all the things which have been decreed concerning him, that we should not die, till she shall
begot
six sons more.
Six sons more?
Yahuwah be with you.
That Captain Joseph is with you. Yahuwah.
His name received
the call. His name received the call, verse 17.
And that all the seed of his son should be Gentile. And his weapons with the Gentiles.
Okay.
And Isaac shall
see
the car, right? Let me reset that right quick for you. This is the book of Genesis, chapter 17. You want to read that book? Book of Genesis 17, I'll take you to that verse number. But just get to the crux, verse 18. 18, 19.
Genesis 17.
Genesis 17.
Genesis chapter 17, verse 18 and 19. So the Eve Israel, see you, Lord.
Genesis chapter
18,
19. In Genesis chapter 17, verse 18 and 19. 16. You can finish 17. Go ahead. I can tell y'all where you left off at.
Jubilee 16:17. And that all the seed of his sons should be Gentiles and be reckoned with the Gentiles. But from the sons of Isaac, one should become a righteous seed and should not be reckoned among the Gentiles.
Okay, it's the other seed should be Gentiles. What's the definition of a Gentile that we can read? What's the meaning of a Gentile? Let's go to Genesis chapter 10. Let's be clear about what this Gentile commandment got a double meaning. It got a double meaning. But what's the Gentiles in this case? Okay, we're going to Genesis chapter 10. We're going to Genesis chapter 10. All right, we're going to pick up at, let's see. Genesis chapter 10. All right, pick up at verse 5 real quick. Genesis chapter 10, verse 5. All right, Muddy E. Genesis chapter 10, verse 5.
Look at Genesis chapter 10, verse 5. But these were the house of the Gentiles divided in their land. Everyone after his tongue, after their family, and their nation.
The Gentiles. We're talking about family of nations. Nations. That would refer to Gentiles after their nations. All right. Back to Jubilee. Back to Book of Jubilees, chapter 16, verse. Pick up where you left off at, Sister Phoebe, and be it for Israel.
Jubilees. Chapter
16,
verse
18.
Yeah, verse 18. For he should become the portion of the Most High, and all his seed had fallen in the possession of Yahweh. that it should be unto Yahweh a people for his possession above all the nations, and that it should become a kingdom of priests.
Hold on, this should become the kingdom of what?
Priests.
A kingdom of priests.
And a righteous nation.
Okay, let's make sure we talk about the kingdom of priests. Let me see. In the book of Exodus, the kingdom of priests should become a kingdom of priests.
That's right.
Let's see. Is it on the right track, Elder Yada, in the book of Exodus? Hallelujah. All right, we're going to the book of Exodus, chapter 19. All right, pick up at verse 5 and 6. Exodus chapter 19, verse 5 and 6. Mother Z, Exodus chapter 19, verse 5 and 6.
Unto thee a kingdom of priests and a righteous nation. Thus these are the words which
pick up at verse 5 real quick. If we obey, pick up at verse 5 real quick.
Now therefore, if we will obey, you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a special treasure unto me above all people.
Okay, I see why she said. She said special right there. Peculiar, even though she see the word for peculiar. What she did, she went to Deuteronomy chapter 7. Because at the peculiar, what it means in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6, Captain Joseph, Israel.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6, it reads, for you are a righteous people unto Yahweh, your Yahweh, has chosen you to be a special people unto himself. Above all people that are upon the face of the earth. Hallelujah.
All the people upon the face of the earth. Hallelujah. All right. That's what that's why she was reading, reading Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. Even though she see that word peculiar there, she knows exactly what goes there. Special treasure to me.
Hallelujah.
But all the people, for all the earth is mine. Verse 6.
Me?
I was reading Exodus.
Exodus
19? Yeah, I'm at Exodus 19. I'm at, you're at verse 6 now. Exodus chapter 19, verse 6.
Exodus chapter 19, verse 6. And it shall be unto me a kingdom a priest and a righteous nation. These are the words which thus shall speak unto the children of Israel.
Okay, it said kingdom of priests, but we gotta know what's the duty of a priest. I guess it'd be a kingdom of priests. What's the duty of a priest? Okay, El Yada Israel, what book? Malachi. Aliyakwa. Go from there. Aliyakwa. All right, Sister Judith. Israel, let's go to Malachi chapter 2, verse 7. Then I'm gonna go to chief speaker of the nation of Israel.
Malachi chapter.
Okay, so the Judas, Malachi, chapter 2, verse 7.
Malachi, chapter 2, verse 7 reads, "For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should speak the Torah instructions at his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Yahweh of hosts."
That first five books should be coming out of his mouth. The law. Yes, sir.
Look at Isaiah 43. Captain Joe, get you in the race. Get you off. And they said, I don't want you to. Let's look at Isaiah 43, 10, 15, and 21. Isaiah chapter 43, 10, 15, and 21. So he said, the priest's lips should keep knowledge, right? They should speak the Torah instruction at his mouth. Yahweh said we should be a kingdom of priests, right? Isaiah 43, 10, 15, and 21. We get our job description, right?
Ali Yahweh.
Identifying that job description, Yahweh.
Ali Yahweh. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 10, 15, and 21.
Yes, sir.
Verse 10 reads,
what do you read?
You are my witness, said Yahweh, mm-hmm. and my servant, whom I have chosen.
Yahweh said, you, what I chose, you are my witness. Go ahead.
That you may know and believe me.
Go ahead.
And understand that I am he.
Mm-hmm.
Before me, there was no Yahweh born. Neither shall there be after me.
Verse 15, what did he say?
Verse 15.
Uh-huh.
I am Yahweh, your righteous one.
Go ahead.
The creator of Israel.
So this conversation is about Israel, right?
Yahweh.
He said, you are my witnesses, right?
Yahweh.
Whatever is part of our job description at verse 21.
Isaiah 43, verse 21.
Yes, sir.
It reads, this people have I formed for myself.
This people, right?
Hallelujah. Well,
I form for myself. What is our duty here, young man?
They shall show forth my praise.
Our duty is to show forth the praise of the Most High Yahweh. Our duty to put this word of Yahweh on the table, right?
Hallelujah. Well,
to the young man that comes back, let's run to the book of Psalm 147. Sister Ruth.
Psalm 147, verse 19 and 20.
Come on.
Psalm 147, verse 19 and 20.
Yes,
ma'am. And it reads, he showed his word unto Israel.
So he showed his word to Israel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
His statutes and his judgments unto Israel.
Verse number 20, what did he say?
He has not dealt so with any. He has not dealt so with any nation.
So he ain't dealt so with any other nation, right? Go ahead.
And as for his judgment,
mm-hmm.
they shall not know them.
They have not known them. Let's see who's supposed to know the judgment of Yahweh. Come on to the book of Micah chapter 3. Micah chapter 3, Sister Judah, Israel, Hebrew, verse number 1. So who's supposed to know the judgment of the Most High Yahweh? Micah chapter 3, verse number 1.
Micah chapter 3, verse 1 reads,
what do you read?
And I said here,
mm-hmm.
I pray you, O heads of Israel.
O you heads of Israel, go ahead.
And you princes of the house of Israel.
So you princesses of the house of Israel, what is that?
It is not for you to know judgment.
So he said, it is not for you to know judgment. Is it not for you? He asked the question. Is it not for you to know my judgment, right?
Turn to the book of Amos. Amos chapter 3, Mother. Amos 3, verse number 1 and 2. Look at Amos 3, verse number 1 and 2. Mother Israel, of thee, Roy. Amos 3, verse number 1 and 2.
Amos chapter 3, verse
1 and
verse
2. Yes, ma'am?
Look at Amos chapter
3,
verse
1. Mm-hmm.
Hear this word that Yahweh has spoken against you.
Read it.
O children of Israel.
This conversation is directed to the 12 tribes of Israel, right?
Right.
Read.
Against the whole family.
He said against the whole family. And what does it take to make up the whole family of Israel?
With that?
Hold on, mother. Questions on the table. Preacher! What it takes for the, what consists of the whole family of Israel? We need a preacher.
The whole family
of Israel. We need a preacher.
Revelation.
Revelation what?
7.
Let's try Genesis.
Oh, okay.
Genesis 49:28. What constitutes the whole family of Israel? Genesis 49:28, mother. Genesis 49:28. What constitutes the whole family of Israel? Genesis 49:28. Read verse 1, then read verse number 28. Genesis 49, verse 1, then verse number 28, Mother Lee. What constitutes the whole family of Israel?
Genesis chapter 49, verse 1 and verse 28.
Yes, ma'am.
Genesis chapter 49, verse 1, verse 1.
What is it?
And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourself together that I might tell you that which shall befall you in the latter days.
So Jacob called his sons together and said, gather yourself together that I might tell you what shall befall you in the latter days. Verse number 28, what constitutes the whole family of Israel?
Verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
And all these are the 12 tribes of Israel.
So the whole family of Israel consists of 12 tribes, right?
Right.
Let's run back to that Amos, Mother, Amos 3, verse 1 and 2.
Let me get Genesis chapter 35. We'll go to verse number 22. Genesis 35, verse 22. Yes, ma'am. Verse 22.
Look at Genesis chapter 35, verse 22. And if there comes a day when Israel dwells in that land, that Reuben went and laid his father's concubine, and Israel heard it. Now the sons of Jacob were 12.
Sons of Israel were 12.
That would constitute the whole family. 12, right?
Hallelujah.
That number 12 is very important, too. Amos 3, verse 1 and 2, Mother. Amos 3, verse 1 and 2. We turn the whole report down until that guy get back on the seat. Amos 3, verse 1 and 2, what do you say?
Amos chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Hear this word that the Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel.
Yes, ma'am.
Against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, the house of bondage. Verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
You all that have I known.
Now, Yahweh is on record, right? He says, look here. You only have I known, right? Of what?
Of all the families of the earth.
Go ahead.
Therefore, I will punish you for
everybody else was in, right?
That's right.
And that's because the only one Yahweh has got his eyes on. And we know his eyes ain't his eyes. His eyes are just Genesis theory, right?
Hallelujah.
What he is sending them out to people on is the 12 tribes of Israel. Now let's go to the book of, I had a precept on my table, Daniel 9.
under the whole heaven have not been done as has been done upon Yada Judah.
So the evidence is clear, right? Can't nobody, even though we've been blind and they have stole our identity and everything, but really, when we really get our eyes open, we the only one that fit the bill, right? We the only one that fit this bill.
That's right.
Like over you, young lion from the tribe of Yada Judah. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah. All right. Okay, I left off at the Book of Jubilees. All right, the righteous nations, there we precept about what the priest duty is. We went to that. Then we went to Isaiah 43, 10, 15, and 21. All right, and chapter Joseph Israel. Given that the chief speaker of the nation of Israel is going to chief speak of the nation of Israel about we royal priesthood. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
What verse? What's that?
We're going to make that, let's see, so I'll be on point. All right, make that, make that 1 Peter. Make that 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. Chapter Joseph Israel. Let's see, Roy. Yahuwah. Chief speaker of the nation of Israel.
Right there.
You got to pull it up. Yes, right after James. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. It reads, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a righteous nation, a special people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light."
Said to show forth the praise of him. Okay. What tribe that praises Yahuwah? We got to know which tribe that praises, because we all Israel, but he put a certain tribe to take care of his business. Let's get the, let's go on the foundation. Foundation of this first five books. Torah instruction. Yahuwah. Let's go to Genesis. Let's go to Genesis real quick. We're going to Genesis chapter 29. Genesis chapter 29, verse 35. Genesis chapter 29, verse 35. All right, Sister Ruth Israel, Genesis chapter 29, verse 35.
Genesis chapter 29, verse 35. And it reads, And she conceived again and bare a son. And she said, "Now will I praise Yahuwah." Therefore she called his name Judah.
Hallelujah.
And left the inheritance.
That means I pray Yahuwah,
right.
Judah, fourth son Israel, Yada. Fourth son of Israel, the fourth son of Israel. You know why I say the fourth son of Israel? I could back it up in scripture. Let's go to the book of Exodus real quick. We're going to read the order that Judah. We're going to Exodus chapter 1. We're going to Exodus chapter 1. We're going to pick it up at verse 1. Verse 1 and 2. We're trying to get a name. Exodus chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Exodus chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Mother Z, Israel, of Seed Royal.
Verse 1 and 2. Now these are the names of the children of Israel.
The children of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, the Israelites. Go ahead.
Which came unto Egypt, every man and his household came with Jacob.
Came with Israel, came into bondage, came with Israel. Go ahead.
Verse 2. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah.
Okay. Which number Judah is labeled as in that verse 2?
4.
Hallelujah. That's why I say the 4th of Israel. Read chapter 1 and 2.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's good. Okay, class, what can you read about why we say, I mean, when we greet, why we say at the end of our greeting, see Roy? What verse that we can read why we say see Roy?
Hallelujah.
You try to see where y'all at. That's my job in leadership. What verse we can read about the see Roy? We gotta have these verses. Like, why y'all say C. Roy? We got to have these. We got to have these verses in mind. What can we read about? We call C. Roy. What can we read about? We call C. Roy.
Chapter 11, verse 1.
Go ahead, bring it out, Brother Micaiah Israel, see Roy.
Book of 2 Kings, chapter 11, verse 1, read. And when Esther Liar, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seed royal.
Okay, she destroyed all the seed royal. Okay. All right, let's find out what the name of, let's put a name on the seed royal. Let's put a name on who the seed royal is. Let's go to 2 Chronicles real quick. We try to get a name real quick. We go 2 Chronicles 22?
10.
Verse 10? All right, go ahead, bring it out, Sister Judith. That's what I'm talking about, Sister Judith. That's what I like when you're paying attention. That's what I like. I like that there. That's what a better half is for. That's what a better half is for.
Hallelujah. That's right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, boy. Hallelujah, boy. Is that verse 10?
2 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 10. But when, what's that?
Athaliah,
the mother of
Ahaziah
saw that her son was dead. Mm-hmm. She arose and destroyed all the seed royal of the house of Judah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Of the family, nation of Yada.
Hallelujah.
Good precept. Excellent precept. Give me that verse 8 while you're there, Sister Judith. Give me that verse 8 right quick.
2 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 8 reads, and it came to pass that when, what's that?
You said when it came to pass, Jehu?
Jehu was
executing judgment upon the house of Ahab,
mm-hmm.
and found the princes of Judah
mm-hmm.
and the sons of the brethren of
Haziah
that ministered to
Haziah.
And he slew them.
And slew them. Yahweh.
Yahweh
Judah.
That's right. That's
right. Yahweh. That's why we. That's why we. That's why we say C. Roy.
That's why we say C. Roy.
The royal Steve. That was our Second Chronicles. That was Second Chronicles 22, verse 10 and verse 8. That's right. Mm-hmm. We don't say no, hello, how you doing? And why you say Yahweh be with you and Yahweh bless you?
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Now we agree, huh?
Well, they not gonna understand it because you know it's a parable to them.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's right.
Those without. They ain't gonna have a clue about what you said, cause what's that verse about? It's strange. What's that verse about the strange act? Somebody pull that out. Strange act. Before we go there, that strange act. Yeah, strange act. Yeah, strange act. Yeah, that's the strange act. It's a verse on there. I remember.
Yeah.
Down.
All right, strange act. All right, let's see what the strange act is. The strange act. Let's see. Let me see if I can see if it's in Isaiah 28 about that strange act. Let's see, Isaiah 28:21.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got beat on that one too. Now that's a hill right here. I ain't know that one there. Hallelujah. I'm busting my brain listening to the thing myself. Hallelujah. I need to meet some real Twitter going on right now.
Isaiah chapter 18, verse 21.
I said 28:21.
Is that? Oh, yeah. Isaiah 28:21. Hallelujah. Isaiah 28:21.
That's what I'm talking about, sister Judah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dude, okay. Hallelujah. I see somebody's been over there doing their work with
Titus. That's
me, Titus. Hallelujah.
Hey, that's what a better half is for. She got to help people with this, these verses. Book. Yeah, Isaiah chapter
28.
Isaiah chapter 28,
verse
21.
For the Yahweh shall rise up as
in
Mount.
What's that? What's that? Kerizim.
He shall be
rock.
He shall be rock as in the valley of
Gibeon.
Gibeon, that he may do his work. His strange work and bring to pass his acts, his strange acts.
Yeah, that's what the world gonna say to you.
That's right.
Strange, this was strange, that's your strange act. The strange act.
I gotta write that down. Oh.
You got the righteous act, and to them is a strange act.
That's right.
You got the righteous act in Judges 5:11? And you got Isaiah? Yahweh. All right. That's strange, Jack.
That's right.
Let's look at that act, 17:20. Let's get a second hit on that.
Yahweh.
17:20. Then you get a second. They want to always bring something out of the New Testament, as we call it. We deal with
Hallelujah.
Why you don't say hello, hi, how are you doing?
Hello, hi, how are you doing?
Oh,
made of one blood, all nations.
Hallelujah.
Yahuwah. One blood. Hello, it's at one blood. Okay, we'll go to that second Ezra real quick. Is that second Ezra?
Yeah, Quan said he
wanted
to hit
it
27 to 28 now. So you know that's all the other times too. It looks like a prerequisite, right? You said Acts 17:27-28.
Yeah.
That they should seek Yahuwah, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Verse 28. For in him we live and move and have our being. And certain also our own
poetry,
I said, we are also
okay. Okay, who's a Captain Joseph Israel? Captain Joseph Israel, who's the day that should seek Yahuwah in here in verse 27 of Acts 17? Who's the day
that we can read?
Who's this day? This day got a name. Here we can't just read it like our Christianity, what they're going to do tomorrow. They're going to put everybody up in there. Anybody can seek Yahuwah. They're going to put that in there.
Romans 1:20.
You say what?
Romans 1:20.
Romans chapter 1, verse 20?
Yeah.
All right, let's read Romans chapter 1, verse 20.
Romans chapter 1, verse 20. That's for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power in Yahuwah is. So they are without excuse.
Okay. We try to get a name on who's the day that she should seek Yahuwah. That's what we just want a name on the table.
Okay, put the name on the table.
Alright, let's go to Chronicles real quick. Let's go to Chronicles real quick. Who's the day that should seek?
Bring it out, brother. Hallelujah.
Let's find out who's the day to seek Yahuwah. Go out of Chronicles. Huh?
You got a come on, see the title.
All right.
Bring it out. What is?
Okay, we're going to who the day to seek Yahuwah, right? All right. All right, we're going to second, going to Chronicles to see what I'm going to talk in a second. We'll go to 2 Chronicles. Let's go to 2 Chronicles real quick. We're going to 2 Chronicles real quick. See what I want. 2 Chronicles. Who's the day that should seek Yahuwah? Now anybody can seek Yahuwah. It's all about order. Order. Who's the day that should seek Yahuwah? All right. Let's see. All right, I'm at Chronicles. All right. It's a day that should seek Yahuwah small. Right, a small. You say what? 2 Chronicles 6:6. Let's see. No, we try to find out who's
1 Chronicles 16:10-11.
All right, go ahead and pull it out, Sister Judith.
1 Chronicles 16:10-11.
10
reads,
what is that? Yeah, we try to find a name.
Honor. In his righteous name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Yahuwah.
We need the name. Go pull it out, bro. We got to pull it out now.
Where we at?
Pull it out now, bro.
Okay.
All right, we got to pull it out.
We got to pull it out now.
verse 11. Seek the Yahweh at his strength. Seek his face contendingly.
What do you mean that?
First Chronicles 16:10-11. First Chronicles 16:10-13. O ye seed of Israel, his servant, that children of Israel, his chosen.
That's who he chose. He ain't chose no Christians or none of that. Muslim, Islam, none of that. Israel is chosen ones. You can also tie it in with Isaiah 44.
Yahweh. Well, bring it on now, Sister A.B. Bring it on now. Bring it on now. I need you back there.
Leadership in the midst of their talk. Sister Phoebe up here, Prince of Israel, Sirach chapter 11, verse 8. Sirach chapter 11, verse 8. Alright, Sirach chapter 11, verse 8.
Sirach chapter 11, verse 8. He called Sister K.B. to read it.
They don't want
to
read it. Now, what you going to do? What?
Right, well, go ahead and pull it out, Captain Joseph. They got to
read it. You know that.
Go ahead and pull it out.
Sirach 11, verse 8. After not before you have heard the call, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk.
Okay, what's that saying there, Captain Joseph? What's that saying right there in that verse there? That's the Rock chapter 11, verse 8 you read.
What the cause was a name.
No, I'm talking about that verse there, Sirach chapter 11, verse 8. What you just got to read?
It says, don't speak before you hear a call. Don't answer before you hear a call. It says, answer not before thou hast heard the call. I heard the call. The call is the one of the name. I'm explaining. That's the question was, what do I hear in this verse?
Okay.
I heard, don't answer a matter. It says, answer not before thou hast heard the call. I heard the call.
Okay,
so
go ahead.
It already.
Go ahead, neither.
To the congregation right now.
Okay.
That's why I'm explaining it right
okay,
now.
Okay, finish that verse. Finish that verse. Go ahead. No, it said cause. That's not the whole verse. He said neither. You got to finish that
just
verse
off.
Neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk.
Neither interrupt men.
So when was the class interrupted when you asked a question? That was the only time the class was interrupted.
When somebody is teaching.
You
teaching,
said,
would you
put a name on the question. You said, what's the name?
No, I'm saying, I was saying, what is that verse talking about?
I got to get this corrected because they don't understand. Frank, go ahead and finish bringing it out. The thing is this. When the scripture's going forth and the word being heard.
That's right.
If somebody trying to bring something out and bring forth in the midst while the teacher's teaching. Again, it's words coming in behind and outbursts and things like that. That's the interruption of the teacher trying to teach.
Anointed leadership.
You see what I'm saying? So the thing is, we want to do things according to let's go see what we working with right here. So we can get an understanding of what's going on. This is what we're trying to do. Let's go to Corinthians.
Hallelujah.
Let's pick it up at 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And we want to do things according to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse number 4. You can read that for me, Mother D.F. Israel. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
1
Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4. 14, 4-0, 40. This is what's going on here.
1 Corinthians chapter 14.
Verse 40, ma'am.
Verse 40.
Yes, ma'am. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, we want verse number 40.
Verse 40.
Yes, ma'am. 4-0.
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40. Let all things be done decently and in order.
That's what we're saying. We're working on getting things in order. We're working on getting things done decently and in order. That's all we're saying here. So the thing is, we want to be big ears and little mouth, and that's what we're trying to get some things going on here. Over the back, Brother Titus Israel. See you, Lord.
Hallelujah. All right. He's going to put a name on who's supposed to be seeking Yahuwah. Let's go to 2 Chronicles 15. Let's go to 2 Chronicles. All right, pick up at chapter 15. Pick up at verse 12. Verse 12. Okay. Think about verse 13. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 13, and then verse 15. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 13 and 15. Sister Judith. 2
Chronicles chapter 15, verses 13 and 15. Verse 13 reads, Whosoever would not seek the Yahuwah of Israel, shall be put to death. Whether small or great, whether man or woman.
Whether man or woman. Now we finna get a name on whosoever in the day.
Verse 15, and all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their minds, and saw him with their whole desire. And he was found of them, and the Yahuwah gave them rest around about.
So this day he's talking about all Yada Judah. That's the verse right there. The son of the kingdom. All right. So if you're in an error, if you're in an era, we'll set a Sirach. Let me see. If you're in an era, Eliyada, what's that verse that would say, seek him 10 times more? What the book that's in?
428. Baruch.
All right, Baruch chapter 4, verse 28, Sister Judith.
Baruch chapter 4, verses 28 reads, this one here.
Yeah, chapter 4, verse 28.
Okay. Verse 28 is 4. As it was your mind to go astray from Yahuwah. So, begin return.
So being
returned, seek him 10 times more.
So you got to seek him 10 times more when you're in the error. When you're out of order. Okay. Okay, give me that First Chronicles 15. Give me First Chronicles 15. This is what's going on here. First Chronicles chapter 15. All right, we'll pick it up at verse 13. Oh, yeah, Sister Ruth. Sister Ruth, give me that First Chronicles chapter 15, verse 13. First Chronicles chapter 15, verse 13.
First Chronicles. Chapter 15, verse 13. For because you did it not at the first, Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after the door.
Sought him not after the door. You see that there? See what's going on? He's out of order. Okay, that's Sister Ruth. We're going to go to Corinthians real quick. Let me see what I want. Going to Corinthians. Yes, sir.
Look at that Isaiah.
Of Israel. Give me 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17.
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 17 reads, for the time is come that judgment might begin at the house of Yahuwah.
Yes, ma'am. That house, meaning temple. Go ahead.
And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the teaching of Yahuwah?
And not the covenant of Yahuwah. So judgment began here, in the temple. We're supposed to know this. Let me pull it out. Let's go to Micah. Let me get there. Let me get the book of Micah. We're going to Micah, chapter 3, verse 1. Micah, chapter 3, verse 1. Captain Joseph Israel, Micah, chapter 3, verse 1.
I
don't got to be on silence.
Micah.
You don't have to be mine, man. I know that.
Micah chapter 3, verse 1. And I said, "Hear, I pray you, O head of Israel,
yeah,
and ye princes of the family of Israel, is it not for you to know judgment?"
Yeah. You're supposed to know what's going on. Especially you got to know this book going on as well, too.
Yahweh.
Yahweh. Yahweh. All right. All right, Sister Judith. Let's see what I bought. Going to Corinthians real quick. Give me that 1 Corinthians chapter 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Pick up that verse 12 and 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 12 and 13. Then we're going to get back on his feet. First Corinthians chapter 5, verse 12 and verse 13.
Verse 12 reads, "For what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not you judge them that are within." Verse 13. "But them that are without, Yahweh judges. Therefore, put away from among yourselves the wicked person."
So what makes you wicked? What makes you wicked? What makes you wicked? Verse 12. What makes you wicked? Wicked.
1 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 12. "For what I have to do to judge them also that are without, do not you judge them that are within."
What makes you wicked when you judge those that's outside? Outside the temple. Those that are without. That what makes you wicked. That what makes you wicked. You're supposed to judge those that within here. Here. That's what that's saying. Within here. Those, do not judge them that are within. So Yahweh take all that those that without.
Let me get a precept on that, Sister Ruth. How about going to Mark chapter 4, verse 9 through 11? Let me get a precept on that. Sister Ruth, chapter 4, 9 through 11, a precept on what Brother Titus has just put on the table. A precept.
Yahweh.
Mark
chapter 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse
9 through 11. A precept on what he just said.
Mark chapter 4, verse 9.
9 through 11.
9 through 11. Then he reads. "And he said unto them, you that have ears to hear, let
them
hear."
No, we all got ears, right?
Hallelujah.
Okay, well, let's hear then. We all got ears, you know, that's dramatic. You know you got ears. You got ears, hear this. Hear what?
Verse 10. "And when he was alone, they that were about him were the 12."
Uh-huh.
"Asked of him that parable."
Yeah, so the 12, when they got alone, they asked about it. So while they were faking till they can make it. Sometimes you might hear a lot of things, but sometimes before you get in there, you have to hold back for a minute and make a note of something. If you don't understand then and there, just make a note of something, you know, then and there. So the 12 was disciplined. They knew they heard something, but they didn't understand, but they weren't going to interrupt what he was on to explain it then. So they waited and took notes until he was alone. Then he said what? They said, "Hey, what? Hold that you said until you see when you don't know, you're supposed to say hallelujah Allah, and just keep on waiting." And you know, if you made a note of it, then you put pull that leadership to the side, and then you do, again, that verse again, read verse 10 again. Listen to real good verse 10.
Mark chapter 4, verse 10.
Right.
And when he was alone.
And when he was what?
Alone.
Oh.
They that were about him.
They was about him, was the 12, wasn't it? Go ahead.
With the 12 acts of him.
Then they got in there with him. They didn't go back and forth. Cause they waited, made note of it. Then they went and asked him, what about that we just got through saying? Go ahead.
Verse 11. And he said unto them,
uh-huh.
Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom.
Oh, so it was given unto you to know this mystery.
And that's
what these pieces about right now on this right here.
Hallelujah.
You can't call them, and now it's the time to find out who's who in these feast days is what it's all about now to see. That's what that temporary shelter was in place. Now we're going to find out who's with you and who's not. Now you're going to find this is where the testing comes at on what you're going into. Because you're really in what's called the new. If you make it to this, you got a dirty tail. But you can be within, but you can have a spirit of without. How do you win? Remember, you got gold, silver, wood, and earth. So you have to be identified your position. Are you gold? What help do you need to become gold? If you earth, how can we get you to wood? How can we get you to and this is what the self-examination is on these feast days. If you bumping the person long enough in the only 8 day on this 8 day feast, you gonna think, something gonna come on your mind and you gonna take notes. Oh, huh? You gonna hear something and you gonna know who gonna be prepared and fit for this battle. You will get the information in this feast right here. Everything will be that sealed will be revealed. Keep reading.
All these things are coming through.
Read it again.
Mark chapter 4, verse 11. And he said unto them,
what?
Unto you it is given.
Unto you that's within it is given.
Yahweh.
To know the mystery of the kingdom of Yahweh.
To know the mystery of the kingdom of Yahweh. To you. Those that apply themselves is to you to understand the mystery, and the mystery starts first by being in order.
That's
the mystery. The first thing you have to be is in order. When they didn't understand what was going on at that point, they just made a note of it. The 12 made a note of it. They didn't make no statement then and there, putting direct himself to them. They made a note of it, and when he got to the side, they said, hey, what is that you? You dropped on them. Come on.
But unto them that are without.
And you can be without.
All these things are done in fear.
Now, let me give you a case in point on that. Let me show you that. Since you left us a root. Let's go and pick it up at verse 14. Same book. Now I'm going to show you, give you a case in point. Pick up verse 14.
Mark chapter 4, verse 14.
Listen good.
Verse 14.
Listen good.
The sower of sorts. Soweth the word.
The sower soweth the word. Right? You come to hear the word. The sower got to be prepared to give you what?
Word.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 15.
Listen.
And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown.
And these are they by the wayside. Let me, he started talking now. These are they by the wayside. Go ahead.
But when they have heard, Satan comes immediately.
And Satan going to come when?
Immediately.
Satan coming when?
Immediately
Satan is going to show up.
That's right.
Huh? Go ahead and read.
And take
that word read from you.
That was sown in your mind.
I mean, all the part of God's mind, now I got to get in there and say, get on in there.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Immediately Satan will show up. He's going to try you. So you got to be understanding that Satan is trying you now. Because if you're not in order, Yahweh is not going to make a move until you're in order. And that's what the thing's about, is getting in order for the maker, and he's going to show up the double. according to Mother D.F. Israel 61, verse 7 of Isaiah. See, if this is what the trial is about right now, to see if you worthy of Isaiah 61, verse 7. But your skin got to be prepared for the fiery trials to see what you're made of. I better find what you're made of now than later.
Then y'all come
in the picket white fence, they call it. Then I find out, what? I didn't know you was like that. No. That was your job to do that in advance to see where you at while the stakes are down below your ankle. Don't let it get up around your eyes and all of a sudden you find out now, what? And that would happen to a lot of brothers, a lot of sisters. They forget to put the tech on and then all of a sudden now they, see? And that's what it's all about. And that's why he told them put up temporary shelter. Let them bump into each other. And put the book on and find out what you made of. And you'll find out a whole lot in these days to come on this final piece. All you got to do is be in position to be all ears and watch the word do its part. Go ahead and read.
Isaiah chapter 61, verse 7.
Listen,
God. For your shame.
For your shame now.
You shall have double.
Yeah. Now, if you go through this thing and do it the right way, what you got coming?
Double.
He said, a man going to double you up.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and read.
And for confusion.
Now, for any confusion you got?
They shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land. They shall possess the double.
You see what I'm saying? So this is where you get all the confusion out the way and see if you're going to do book. And see if you're going to do Bible. See what you be in order, something you don't understand, would you just blow all up because you don't understand it, or will you take notes and say, hey, when you get a minute, I want to go over this right here. You see that?
Hallelujah.
Well, see what you be, what you stay decent in order, which I heard that verse earlier, right? All this to try to see who will be decent in order when it's hot and heavy. Mm-hmm. Now come on back. Who would have read that? Who would read where we was at? Sister Ruth? Come on back to the Ruth.
Was it Mark?
Yeah, you was on verse 15 again. Read that verse 15 again.
Mark 4, verse 15.
Listen good.
Verse 15.
What?
And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan come immediately. And take it away the word that was sown in their mind.
I'm glad.
Verse 16. And these are they likewise.
And these are they that likewise. Now they open the door for them to do a little teaching now. And sometimes a word will come out, and that's when the teaching come in.
Hallelujah.
When you hear something, that's when the teaching come in.
Right.
You sit the stage for something to happen, and now that's when leadership got to get into the teaching mode. Nothing personal, Bible only. Nothing personal, Bible only.
Verse 16. And these are they likewise.
Now he's going to tell you about these are they that likewise.
Which are sown on stony ground.
What kind of ground they on?
Stony.
They on stony ground.
When they have heard the word.
And when they have heard the what?
The word.
But what it says in 8 verse 3 there, Mother Z, about how do man live? Deuteronomy 8 verse 3. When they have heard the what?
The word.
Once they have heard the word. The word. Hold that point. Mother Z, 8 verse 3.
Deuteronomy. Verse 3, and he humbled you and suffered them to hunger, and fed you with manna.
So first thing Yahweh got to do is what?
Humble you.
Mm-hmm. Humble you.
That's right.
This word do not going to take you into a bunch of transformation.
Mm-hmm.
The word supposed to, he humbled them first. Go ahead.
Which you know not, neither did their fathers know that he might make you know that man do not live
by bread only.
Man don't live by bread only.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh do man live.
So man live by what? So every word that come out of man's mouth, out of Yahweh's writing, that's how man live, right?
Yeah.
Then he make it plain, Mother dear of Israel in 8:32 of St. John and 17:17. What do we say? Since we understand these things, what it says in 8:32 that goes right over to 17:17? This is, see, these days is called a self-examination. You got to know who in the foxhole with you and what is the best test is his word. His word would tell who's who. Now you got to watch everybody from the page of the book. It's up to you, like the elder read earlier, it can have you to that 721. We're not reading, the elder already. It can void you from punishment. Huh? When you look at this word and abide by this word,
yeah,
it'll save you from punishment, what the elder read earlier. Then we precept that punishment. He said, I'm going to get those, do not do what I tell them to do. It is a punishment coming in Zechariah 14:19.
Hallelujah.
So you got to look at this word. Are you going to do this word, or you going to suffer the consequences of it? Because man live by these words. Come on, mother.
St. John chapter 8, verse 32.
Listen good.
And you shall know the truth.
You come here on these feast days to do what?
Know the truth.
You got to know the truth. Since if you don't want to accept it, it's on you. Even like mother's prayer was. My son is all ears now while he entertained. But be the same way when you get up out of there. Because you're going to go right back in this thing again. So this is my prayer for you. You hearing everything real good now.
Mm-hmm.
But hear the same thing when you're back on your feet or out in the rain. Make the right decision.
Right.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
So this is the point we're trying to make. You got to find out who is going to be part of this book or is a cameo in you, and things will get them out of pocket when the word is sown. Come on.
And the truth shall make you free.
And it'll make you what? Then you got to accept what you're in. You looking at the book saying, so the truth going to do what to you?
Make you free.
It'll make you free. You ain't got to figure out nothing. Just walk the truth of the Bible. Now, what does that word mean, 17:17? What's that supposed to mean? What's that supposed to mean?
Thank God, chapter 17,
verse 17.
Listen, God. Sanctify them through your truth.
Sanctify them through your what?
Truth.
And what is the truth?
Your word is truth.
Oh. What is the truth again?
The word.
The word is the truth.
That's right.
That's how you sanctify them. Show what the Bible says. This is what the Bible says. I'm not deviating from the Bible. The Bible says this. This is what we do. We got this coming. If we don't do this, we got this coming. That's what leadership folks do. Show you where you're at. Deal with it according to the Bible. That's why he said we could have read it in the 8th chapter. He asked in the 6th chapter. He asked him a final statement. I got to read it anyway. We're going to St. John chapter 8 for a minute. We're going to make it 6. Come back to you, Sister Ruth, in just a second. We're going back. I want to read one verse. And this is what Yahweh said. Now, he was throwing down. But he was throwing down real good. Matter of fact, what was he doing in verse 59, Mother? Okay. Chapter 6, verse 59. What was he doing? What was he at? What was all this going on at?
St. John, chapter 6, verse 59.
Yeah, what was all this going on at?
These things said he in the temple.
Oh, he was, what was he at?
In the temple.
So you don't be a Joe Miles Lyle trying to correct nobody. You got to wish the one to be well.
In the temple.
Okay, go ahead and read.
As he taught.
And he was, what was he doing now?
Teaching.
And that same thing he did at the beginning of that speech. Then he wish everybody got an error. You know, it's not time to get on the microphone and give you forewarning. See? You was doing some teaching, wasn't he? At Capernaum. Get down to verse 60. What happened next? Now, he was throwing down now.
Verse
60. What?
Many, therefore, of his disciples.
Is many of them disciples that the disciplined ones to follow? Go ahead.
When they had heard.
And when they had what?
And
when they heard this saying, what happened?
This is an hard saying.
Wait a minute. What did they say?
This is an hard
saying. All he's doing is reading a prophecy. This is a what?
A hard saying.
What?
Who can hear it?
You see that? And then they shut their ears up. See that? They shut their ears up. This is a hard saying. This book will bring out the best. This book will beat the meanest out you. It'll straighten you up if you want it. This book got everything you need. This book. Just by reading the word, you know how to pull the trigger on the back, on the verses. Verse 51, listen good.
51.
Now watch this.
When Yahuwah the Son knew in himself.
Now, Yahuwah the Son knew in himself.
That his followers.
What is it on?
Murmured at
him. He knew in himself that some of them ain't going to go along with what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. He knew that. Mm-hmm. But he turned around and said something to him. What did he say?
He said unto them.
What?
Do this offend you?
He said, do this word of my father offend you? Mm-hmm. He asked a question. Do this offend you? Now, the chief figure of nation of Israel, Elisha, ain't got no choice but to respond. Let's see what he say in verse 16. So, remember, leadership must respond according to the Bible. Now, watch leadership respond.
John chapter 6, verse 16.
Listen good.
Then Simon Peter answered.
What?
Yahuwah. To whom shall we go?
He said, what are we going to do? We going back to the Christian church? What are we going to do? Well, we're going back to Islam, Judaism. What are we going to do? We're going back to where we once was at? We're going to do a James Brown, Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson moonwalk? What are we going to do? Go ahead.
Thou hast the words of eternal
life. He said, I got to hold on. Because you got the what?
The words of eternal life.
And that's what we're showing you right now. This is the words of eternal life, but you got to discipline yourself through this book. These are the words that it's going to make a bunch of you shake. A lot of things that I don't want to do. A lot of things. This book of take care of business. Come on back, Sister Ruth. Where you at?
Mark chapter 4. I'm going to pick it up at 17.
Great.
Verse 17.
What?
And have no root in themselves.
They have no root in themselves.
And so endure.
If they endure. Watch it now.
But for a time.
Oh, for a time.
Afterwards.
But afterwards.
When affliction.
When a what?
Affliction.
Oh, go ahead.
Or prosecution.
Or persecution.
Arise.
For
the word's sake.
What is it?
Immediately.
Yeah, what?
Offended. Immediately. They are offended.
You get the book of saying? Immediately they'll get offended.
Hallelujah.
Is y'all reading that?
Hallelujah.
Immediately they'll get what?
Offended.
Offended. And it's up for you to catch that because it's going to get hot and heavy in time to come. And you want to see one of your brothers and sisters that's of the 12, now all of a sudden now somebody drops them on them, and now they all rattle all up. That's why you take care of them. Well, I can't believe you. Maybe you believe that. No, let me get that with that because then he's just going to, I see you don't got a rattle over there.
Right.
So now I got to watch to see who going to get a rattle when the word is saying. This offend you? The word of Yahweh is offending you? Okay, good. Now, precept that is the root. Now, go to Mark chapter 4, pick it verse 13. Down to verse 19. See, now you get a precept on it. And once you don't precept it, you have done your job. It's up to you now watch everything going on from the page of the book. Mark chapter 4, 13 down to verse 19. Sister Ruth, bring it.
Mark chapter 4, verse 13 to 19.
Listen good.
And he said unto them,
what?
Know you not this parable?
Yeah.
And how then will you know all parables?
See, you're supposed to know these parables. This ain't no model thing. This man right here is laying out. You gonna know these parables. Watch everything from this book. 14.
14. The sower soweth the word.
The leadership sow the word.
Verse 15. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown.
And these are they that by the wayside. These are they that come to hear you say the word. You got the milk to come in and hear you talk this word.
But when they have heard.
When they have heard it.
Satan come immediately.
And so when is Satan coming?
Immediately.
Because I've been raised up as a Christian. I don't understand that. Satan gonna come immediately and tell them, no, you gotta come on Sunday, not Saturday. You ain't gotta keep them feasts, just keep Easter and Christmas. Right? You ain't gotta keep tabernacle. Yeah. Paying no never mind. Yeah. Just get ready for a Halloween. That's all. Right? They don't know more about Halloween than what's going on now, right?
Mm-hmm.
That Satan coming immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Now you getting your Halloween things ready, and you paying this no never mind.
That's true.
Well, you want to sit behind the curtain and peep at this, but when it comes down to Yahweh's word, they're going to get you in the kingdom, you get it no never mind. That Satan coming immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to do this for hell. I'm offended. I ain't got to do none of that. Go ahead and read. Read.
And take away the word that was sown in your mouth.
All this good information in there, it got away from you now.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Verse 16.
Listen.
And these are they likewise which are sworn on stony ground.
But they hid on stony ground. Now try to build something on a stony ground. Try to build it. See what happens. You can be, if that thing will be going south, east, north, and west, everywhere you move.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and read.
Who, when they have heard the word.
When they have heard the word.
Immediately
see
it with glass.
Oh, this! Oh, I love that. Woo, I love that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 17.
Right.
And have no root.
But they got what?
No root.
But they got no root in themselves.
And so endure, but for a time.
But they'll endure for how long?
A time.
For a time.
Afterwards. When affliction.
When a what?
Affliction.
And or?
Persecution.
Yeah.
Arise.
What?
Verse.
For what?
For
the word's sake.
Immediately they are sinners.
You mean that Bible saying that? It's the Bible saying. What is that next?
Verse 18.
What?
And these are they which are sworn among thorns.
Yeah.
Such as hear the word.
Yeah.
Verse 19. And the cares of this world.
Yeah.
And the deceitfulness of riches.
Yeah.
And the lust of the other entering in.
Yeah.
Choke the word.
They do what?
Choke the word.
And then what?
And become unfaithful.
Unfruitful.
Unfruitful.
Back to the young line.
Yahuwah. All right, class. What can we find about when Yahuwah said he's a hard man? What are we dealing with here? What are we dealing with here that we can find that he's a hard man?
That's
right. Well, that verse, where you can find that he's a hard man?
Matthew 25:24.
Hallelujah.
Chapter 25:24. Bring it out.
Yahuwah, go ahead and hit that from Micah Israel.
Chapter 25:24 read. Then he which had received the one came and said, Yahuwah, I knew you, that you are a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not strewed.
Man, he's a hard man. Hard man. It's a second witness on that. We got hard man on the table. What else we can read about? It's a precept on that. He's a hard man, and what else? Hard man. We read that. Okay, what verse did we can read? There's one more.
Oh, we just got done reading Matthew 25, verse 24.
Mm-hmm. He's a hard man. Yeah, you got to have a second precept on that.
Pull it out.
Yeah, go ahead and pull it out.
Luke chapter 19, verse 21.
The book
of Luke chapter 19, verse 21 reads, "For I fear you, because you are an a stern man. You take it up that you lay it not down, and reap it that you did not sow." Luke chapter 19, verse 21.
That's Luke chapter 19, verse 21.
That's
right. Yahuwah. Yahuwah. All right. So we're dealing with here. All right. Okay, let's get back to this. We have Book of Jubilees real quick. All right. We have Book of Jubilees chapter 16. Chapter 16. We got to get some joy going on.
Hallelujah.
That's on this first and eighth day.
Hallelujah.
Got to get some joy going on. Yeah, Jubilee chapter 16. With Jubilee chapter 16. Okay, we had precept that righteous nation, right? Okay, we have verse 19, Book of Jubilee, chapter 16, verse 19. Chapter Joseph, Book of Jubilee, chapter 16, verse 19.
Jubilee 16, verse 19. It reads, "And we went our way, and we announced to Sarah all that we had told him. And they both rejoiced with exceeding great joy."
That's what we're probably doing right now at this minute. We're rejoicing with exceedingly great joy. Hold on, hold that point out. The seemingly great joy. All that went out. Let me see what book I'm going to. So Nehemiah. Let me see. Let's see where I'm going. Let's see Nehemiah. Let me see what that great joy. Seemingly great joy. Let me put my hand on it. See, is that in Nehemiah? Let's see. That joy. Let's see. All right. Let's see. I'm seeing I'm on the right track. Is that Nehemiah chapter 8? All right. Nehemiah chapter 8. Pick up at the verse 1. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 1. Mother Z. Yes, we're going to read down. Yes, ma'am.
And all the people gathered themselves together mm-hmm. as one man unto the street that were before the water gate, and they spoke unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the Torah instruction of Moses, which the Yahweh has commanded to Israel.
Yahuwah is only going out to Israel, for Israel. 12 tribes of Israel, the Israelites. Yahuwah. Okay, go ahead.
Verse 2.
Yeah, verse 2.
"And Ezra the priest brought the Torah instruction before the congregation."
Both?
Both. all that could hear with understanding upon the first day of the 7th month.
First day of the 7th month, okay, give me verse 3.
Verse 3. And he read therein, therefore the streets that were before the water gate from the morning until midday before the...
Okay, it said from morning to midday, right? Let's break that down from morning to midday. What's that talking about? To midday. What's midday? Let's get a definition on from morning to midday so we'll be clear about what he's talking about. Morning to midday. What do you mean by that? Morning to midday. Let's go to Deuteronomy 16. Let's go to Deuteronomy 16, Captain Joseph. Give me Deuteronomy chapter 16 real quick. What do you mean by morning to midday? We just heard that, right? Morning to midday. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 16. Verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 6. Pick up in the middle of the verse. We just trying to get a point here now, verse 6. Saw what says at in the middle of the verse, of verse 6. Of Deuteronomy chapter 16.
Deuteronomy 16, verse 6. At evening, at the going down of the sun.
Stop right there. At evening, at the going down of the sun. All right, give me that mark. Give me the Mark chapter 1, verse 32. Mark chapter 1, verse 32, Mother D.F. Israel. C. Roy.
Mark chapter
1,
verse
32.
Mark chapter 1, verse 32. And at eve, when the sun did set.
And that evening, when the sun did set.
Yeah.
That's what they're talking about. Okay. Let me give one more on that real quick. One more before we come back. All right, let me get that, let's see what I'm doing. I want to get one more hit on that real quick. Let's see what I bought. All right. Going to Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 32. Think of what it says at. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 32. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 32. Go ahead and get that, Captain Joseph Israel.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 32. And it reads, it shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and you shall afflict your soul in the 9th day of the month at eve. From even unto even shall you celebrate your Sabbath.
From even unto even. Hallelujah. That's what it means by morning to midday over here in Nehemiah chapter 8. So we got to understand that. Aluyakwa. All right. You know, somebody left off at verse 3 in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 3.
You
left off what said to midday. You could finish half of it. You don't got to start up. We go.
Okay. Midday before the men and the women and they that could.
And those
that could understand and the ears of all the people was attended unto.
Attention.
Book of the Torah instruction.
Aluyakwa. And before we get into prayer, let's find out the meaning of what that means, attentive. What attentive is, so we have an understanding of that. Attentive. Attentive, let's see. Attentive. Attentive. made paying close attention. That's something. Can't pay close attention to the word, we got to pay close attention to this, which is the first five books, Torah instruction. Hallelujah.
Let me see if I can get a preaching up on that, y'all.
Yahweh.
Turn to the book of Acts. You know why? I saw Captain Joseph. When I had the other thing right quick. Number 11, let's see what we're working with. Acts 17:11.
What we're
working with now.
Acts 17:11. Yes, sir. And then read.
These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, and that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's right. Search the daily scriptures daily, and just pick it up on the Sabbath day, one of these high days as well. Said daily, daily. During your six wicked days. Got to be at this. Six wicked days. All right, let me give one, let me see. And all right, I'm going to Proverbs. And I'm going to come back one more. I'm going to Proverbs. Let's see what I want. Going to Proverbs. All right, we're going to Proverbs. Let's see what I want to tell you. Proverbs 25, verse 2. Captain Joseph, Israel, C. Roy. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2.
Proverbs 25, verse 2. It is the honor of Yahweh the Father to fulfill the thing. But the honor of king is to search out a matter.
It is the honor of Yahweh. Hello, you said the honor of Yahweh the Father. You said the honor of Yahweh the Father. We gotta really examine that real quick. But you say it's the honor of Yahweh the Father. Okay, I'm gonna get warmed up here real quick. You say Yahweh the Father. All right, let's go to Luke real quick. See what I want. Go to Luke real quick. Let's go to Luke chapter 24. All right, we're going to go to Luke chapter 24. We're going to pick up at verse 25. Verse 27. Then we're going to skip down verse 44. And verse 44 and 45, Captain Joseph. Luke chapter 24. Verse 25, 27, and verse 44, 45.
Luke chapter 24.
What did it say, Mother Jen?
Luke 24, verse 25. He said to them, O fools and slow of mind to believe all that the seers have spoken. Mm-hmm. All not Yahweh the Son who have suffered these things and said unto him, and said unto his honor.
27.
And beginning that Moses and all the seers being founded unto them and all the scriptures and things concerning himself.
Things concerning himself, right? Beginning with Moses, I mean, you can pick him up in what? Starting with Genesis. Beginning at Moses, right? And all the seers. Mind all the scriptures, things concerning himself, right?
Right?
All right, verse 44, Captain Joseph, verse 44. Let's go to John chapter 5 real quick, Captain Joseph, real quick. Let's go to John chapter 5. All right, pick up at verse 45 to 47. John chapter 5, verse 45 to 47.
John chapter 5, verse 45 to 47. Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There was one that accused you, even Moses, in whom you trust.
Is there even Moses, whom you trust, right? Or whom you trust, right? Hallelujah. Verse 46.
For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me. For he wrote of me.
Oh, he said, for he wrote of me. For he wrote of me. Verse 47.
But if you believe not his writing, how shall you believe my word?
Moses said he wrote a, this is Yahweh the Son speaking here in red here. Yahweh. Is that 37? Yeah, pick verse 37 up.
John chapter 5, verse 37. And the Father himself which he has sent me. Oh, so the Father gave him a book too, huh? Okay, and the Father himself which has sent me. Has borne witness of me, hallelujah, God. You have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his shape. Ah, hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah, God.
So it's another meaning to that, you know. Because
you
I
put in, you, when we was in.
He gave him a book, too.
Let's see about that.
He gave him a book, too, to read. The Father himself, he gave him the book, the Lamb's book of life. Then it's the book of life. That's what Moses wrote, the book of life.
All
right. We gotta read that. We gotta read that. Where can we read that at? Captain Joseph?
Okay, let me put it out for you. I'm fine for you, because I gotta understand it too.
You see, can we find that part about this book?
Yes, sir.
He gave his book.
He gave his son a book too.
What we can read about it in the book.
Hallelujah.
Revelation 1, chapter 1.
We're going to read verse 1 and verse 2. And then we're going to go over to swing over there and see how this thing was handed down.
Revelation chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 5, verse 5 through 8.
Listen good.
1 Peter 5:5-8. Likewise, you younger. Submit yourselves.
To who?
Unto the elder.
Oh, yeah.
Of Yahweh. Yea, all of you. Be subject one to another.
Uh-huh.
And be clothed with humility.
And you got here what?
Humility.
That's the game changer right there. Go ahead.
For Yahweh resisted the proud.
Because Yahweh, he resists what?
Proud.
So if you're proud, Yahweh gonna resist you.
Hallelujah.
You don't want to follow the order of this thing, Yahweh gonna resist that.
Yahweh.
The order of it, right?
Yahweh.
Submit yourself to the
elder.
Is that what you're
going to
read? Read.
And he give him mercy to the humble.
Go ahead. And he give mercy if you humble yourself.
Hallelujah. Go ahead. 6. Verse 6, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of Yahweh,
uh-huh,
that he may exalt you in due time.
And Yahweh take care of you when?
In due
time.
Yahweh.
7, cast all your care upon him.
On him.
For he cared for you.
Yahweh care for you if you humble yourself.
Yahweh. Verse 8, be sober.
Be what?
Be sober.
I mean, we're going to drag him up in a little while, but we got not. We got to be what?
Sober.
That's right.
Be vigilant.
Yeah.
Be vigilant.
Because your adversary, Satan the devil.
You mean our adversary is Satan the devil. What about him?
As a roaring lion.
Well, how's he moving around?
Roaring lion.
And what is he doing?
Walking about. Seeking whom he made the vow.
Oh, wow. He's seeking. Who can I get my hand on? Too much love going on there. I got five. Who can I get it?
Hallelujah.
Is that what's going on here?
Hallelujah.
You
got
to be aware of that.
Hallelujah.
Who got the name first? Come on out. Captain. Surah. Chapter 8. Verse 8. 14 through 18. Come on.
Surah. Chapter 8. Verse 14.
Chapter 8. Verse 8. Then let's get down to 14 through 18. Come on, Cap.
Okay. Surah chapter 8, verse 8 and 14 to 18.
Come on.
Verse 8 reads.
What?
Despise not the discourse of the wise.
Yes.
But acquaint yourself with their proverbs.
The ones that's wise, don't shun them away. They can help you.
Hallelujah. For them, you shall learn instruction.
And from them you're going to learn instruction. Mm-hmm. Not lean on your own understanding. You learn from them. That's why we got to be in our role. But those that come in, you'll learn if you humble yourself from anointed leadership.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and read.
And how to serve great men with ease.
And how to serve great men. What kind of way?
With ease.
And you know, that's not being a person. Be all shaky jake. You know how to serve a great man. What kind of way?
With
ease.
Hallelujah.
That's just the way it is.
Hallelujah.
Serving with ease. And that's what we read.
Hallelujah.
Go down to 14 through 18.
Yes, sir. Surah chapter 8, verse 14 to 18.
Listen, God.
Verse 14 reads.
What does it read?
Go not too long with a deer.
That means don't go when the anointed leadership puts them on the table. Don't always have a comeback when they put them on the table.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Here's the order of things. If you don't understand, do the same thing the followers did. Make a note of it and get back if I get a minute. Don't interrupt nothing. Just take a note of it. Don't all of a sudden got to have a comeback when the leadership has put them on the table. Is that what he's saying?
Hallelujah.
Well, read that again then.
Go not to
the law.
Law.
Don't try to find you something to work with.
With a fear.
With a fear. And a fear are not the ones that's going to be in leader.
Hallelujah.
So don't be ready to throw you a comeback in there. Hold on. You don't understand? Write it down. Get back with you. Later on it. Stay in your spirit right. Go ahead.
But they will judge for him according to his honor.
Because they're going to judge for Yahweh according to the way he got it. Their job is to judge for Yahweh. And when Yahweh figure you ain't right, he's going to get you out the way.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He'll get you out the way. He'll put something on you to slow you down. Don't be so quick to make a statement because you might not understand what you're saying. Let the leadership lead and you follow. Pray.
Travel not by the way with a bold fellow.
And don't hang around bold folks.
Lest he become grievous unto you.
Go ahead.
For he will do according to his own will.
You get it?
And you shall perish with him.
And you won't do what?
Perish with him.
And if you bag up, he told you I ain't got no pleasure in you bagging up. Go ahead and bag up. Now you'll put yourself in the closest to being cut off at the knees as ever before. I got no pleasure in you when you bag up.
That's right.
Yeah,
you know, when you're back on this thing, y'all, I ain't got no pleasure in that. We're going to read that before I turn this thing loose. Go ahead.
And you shall perish with them through his fire.
And what will happen to you?
You shall perish with him through his fire.
You try to get a witness outside of the book. I need somebody to agree with me, but you can't show me that I agree with you in that book.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Strive not with an angry man.
And don't hang around angry men, angry women. Don't even hang around that bitch.
Hallelujah.
Read.
And go not with him into a solitary place.
And then not only that, you'll go into a solitary place. Go ahead.
For blood is as nothing in his sight.
Go ahead.
And where there is no help, he will overthrow
you. And you ain't got no help. You ain't got nobody to help you through the pages of the book. You'll be set up to be overthrown.
Sound like a
Where we at?
Consult not with a fool.
What he say?
Consult not with a fool.
And anybody tell you they don't grab your past his Bible, you just don't buy the fool. I know a lot of brothers say, no, I don't have to have my Bible no more. I don't graduate past that thing.
Mm-hmm.
So now you just got a first-class fool now.
For he cannot keep count.
But you show him job on it. He's got to tell you everything, but you ain't got no book on it. Huh?
Verse 18.
Go ahead.
Do no secret thing before a stranger.
And don't do no secret thing. Go ahead.
For you know not what he will bring forth.
You see that? Come on, Brother McCarty.
All right. We're going over to the book of Hebrews, chapter 13. We're going 5 down to 7, and we're going to skip down, read 15 down to 17.
Go ahead.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 5, read.
What?
Let your conversation be without covetousness.
Right.
And be content with such things as you have.
Go ahead.
For he has said, I will never leave you.
What did he say?
I will never leave you.
Go ahead.
Nor forsake you. Verse 6. So that we may boldly say,
but
the Yahuwah is my helper, and I will not fear what man should do unto me.
Go ahead.
Verse 7. Remember them which have the rule over you.
Remember them that got the rule over you. Go ahead.
Who have spoken unto you the word of Yahuwah.
The Lord got the rule over you. What he got to speak?
The word of Yahuwah.
The words of Yahuwah. Go ahead.
Whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation.
Go ahead.
Verse 15.
What?
By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to Yahuwah. Hallelujah,
yes.
Yahuwah.
Uh-huh.
Continually.
Yes.
That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name.
Go ahead.
16.
Yahuwah.
But to do good.
Uh-huh.
And to communicate, forget not.
Go ahead.
For with such sacrifices, Yahuwah is well pleased.
Uh-huh.
Verse 17.
Right.
Obey them that have the rule over you.
Obey. That word come in, boy, and that's like kryptonite. Obey.
Hey, right.
I'm grown. What you mean, obey?
Right.
Obey them that what?
Have rule over you.
Why?
And submit yourself.
Uh-huh. I need 18. Keep on down. Stay on that 18.
Yes, sir. For they watch for your soul.
See, they got to watch for your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And they that must give account,
mm-hmm,
that they may do it with joy.
And let them do it with joy, go ahead.
And not with grief.
And don't let them do it with grief.
For that is unprofitable.
To who?
For you.
For you. So you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So.
What is it?
Anointed leadership got to make sure this thing is right. So Yahuwah can hold you accountable if it ain't right.
That's right.
Make sure your mode is right in leadership, and those that can hear you got to understand one thing. I'm in it because Yahweh watching me, and if I don't do right, I'm going to mess around and get tripped up. I'm going to take what the Bible said and nothing else. Verse 18.
Verse 18. Hebrews chapter 13. We want verse number 18.
Listen, God.
18 read.
What do we read?
Pray for us.
But pray for us now.
For we trust we have a good conscience.
Yeah.
In all things, willing to live honest.
Pray for us. You know, hey, put a prayer in for us. Because we showing what this Bible says. You know, it's going to be tough. Come on, brother Tyson, give me Sirach chapter 2, 1 through 10.
Sirach, chapter
2, 1 through 10. Listen, good.
I'm going to Sirach to see chapter 2, verse 1 to 10.
Put a prayer in for this ministry, because we own something.
Hallelujah, God.
This is some big thing, but put a prayer in for us.
Right.
Take your little pen out of the voodoo dogs you got over there, you peep. Just tap it on.
That's right.
This is those series here.
Yeah,
you
know,
I'm working them over.
I'm working them over. I'm working them over.
Sirach to see chapter 2, verse 1 through 10.
Listen.
My son, if you come to serve Yahweh.
See, my son, if you come to serve Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Prepare your soul, your life for temptation.
You see the man saying,
Hallelujah.
If you're going to serve Yahweh, be prepared for your closest one to you. He's going to give you all the grief you want. Because you're serving Yahweh now. Go ahead.
Verse 2.
What?
Set your mind aright.
Get your mind right now.
Mm-hmm. And constantly endure.
And constantly endure. Not always have a comeback. Constantly endure.
That's right.
Go ahead.
And make not haste in time of trouble.
And don't run. Don't run when you turn up in here. Don't break out and run. Oh, you don't see somebody, I don't like, I got to go. Well, back to what? Christianity? Sitting on the dock of the bay? Putting the book down? Go ahead.
Verse 3.
What?
Cleave unto him.
Cleave unto him.
And depart not away.
Go ahead.
That you may be increased in your last end.
You see the man saying? You got an increase coming in your last end.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Verse 4. Whatsoever is brought upon you.
Whatsoever brought upon you?
Take cheerfully.
Take it cheerfully.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And be patient.
And be what?
Patient.
Go ahead and read.
When you are chained to a lower state.
And when you change to a lower state, don't always got to have a comeback behind it. Take it patiently.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Verse 5.
Right.
For gold is tried in the fire.
Wait a minute. Gold is tried. Now, we know what gold is. We ain't going through that. We already know what gold is. Gold is you.
Hallelujah. What?
Gold is you. Matter of fact, you know who you are? Help me out, mother. Be up this real fast. High in heaven. Give me St. John 1:47. You know what I mean. Who's the gold he's talking about? What is the name of the one that got gold? High in heaven. I need it. How long I got to wait?
Yeah, John.
St. John 1:47. How long I got to wait on the one that just tried and gold?
147.
How long I got to wait?
Trust in Yahweh was confounded.
Was confounded.
Hallelujah.
Show it to me. What book is in? What record? You trust in Yahweh. Where is it? Went wrong at when you had Yahweh first. You show it to me. Read it again.
Verse 10.
What?
Look at the generation of old.
You go back all the way from old.
And see.
See what?
That ever any trust in Yahweh was confounded.
Was any trust in Yahweh was confounded. It's no record of it. So you're not going to be the first one. So the bottom line is, it's no record when you keep your mind on Yahweh. He keep you in perfect peace. Give me 1 Peter 4, Titus 12 through 16. Back up to Captain in 1 Corinthians 10, 13.
Okay, I'm going to the chief speaker of the nation of Israel.
Yeah. Give me a little popping in that read. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 12 through 16. And the captain had me 1 Corinthians chapter...
1 Corinthians?
No, 1 Peter 4,
oh, okay.
12 through 16. The captain going to have me 1 Corinthians 10, 13, waiting on me.
All right. Chief speaker of the nation of Israel, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 through 16. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you.
See, the fiery trial is to see what you're made of.
Hallelujah, boy.
That's what it's about. It's the fiery trial to see what you're made of.
That's right.
See, can you hold up? You got some wolves out there going to come at you.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get past us, you got them covered. Praise.
That's right.
As though some strange thing happening unto you.
Praise.
Verse 13. But rejoice.
But do what?
But rejoice.
Go ahead and read.
And as much as you are partakers of Yahweh the Son's suffering.
See, you doing the same thing, Yahweh. This ain't no cakewalk we be doing here. Mm-hmm. You got to rejoice in this thing. Same with Yahweh rejoice after he paid the price for you. Go ahead.
That when his honor should be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy.
Now, that's big talk. We'll find out about that. As a matter of fact, come on, keep reading.